Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with us today. A little bit of Van Halen bringing us back there. You're going to be glad you hung out with us today because we got a new friend, Stephen Cohn. Steve Cohn is the author of Power Lines, and that's a book that talks about words that sell brands, grip fans, and sometimes, he says, changes history. He is Chief Marketing Officer at Epsilon, which is a leading provider of data-driven marketing technologies and services. And he's our new friend, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy to be with you.
It's good to have you here. I have been interested in the concept of words, how words make a difference. You know, we've heard the term words matter and things like that. We've heard that a lot. But this is something that's been very much interesting to me, and to see how companies have really caught on with just a tagline, a brand promise or something like that.
Yep.
And how companies tried it and then completely failed.
Well,
and you're a student of this, so talk to us about that.
Well, the reason I wrote the book is because it's mostly, over the last decade, been failure after failure. Companies today change their taglines all the time. Maybe that's because they're embarrassed by them, because they don't mean anything. And they seem to be an afterthought. So most of the taglines, the vast, vast majority of taglines today, have no traction with the consumer because...
Is it because we've had so many over the years? I mean, look, I still remember, Steve, I still remember taglines from my childhood.
Sure. We all do.
But back then, there weren't that many. I mean, is it because we just had so many?
No, there were.
We're harder to impress?
There actually were. There's always been. I mean, there were great lines created because the advertising executives back then understood that the first thing you did when you created a promotion was to come up with a defining, unique selling proposition, a few words that said it all. And, you know, take probably the best-known tagline or one that people can identify with immediately, a diamond is forever. I mean, female 28-year-old copywriter wrote that in 1948.
Is that right?
And
how about plop plop fizz fizz? Oh, what a relief
sure.
it is! I mean, goodness gracious, those are classics, aren't they?
Now, what they are is they exhibit an attitude and a personality about the product or service or company. Those are the two words that your listeners should remember. Anyone can create a great line if they remember that they need to project the personality of their business and with some kind of attitude, whether it's humor or kind of a play on words. And I can give a few examples of small businesses that have successfully done that recently. But most of the time, people just go, I guess I got to say something about us, and they come up with words.
And they spend no time or no energy, no resources to come up with anything. There was a company that I know that had terrible service. The company had really gone into the tank, and it's a major national publicly traded company. I'm not going to say who they are, but because it's not important, but they had a great tagline. And all of a sudden, they decide that the reason there was something wrong with it, I mean, I swear to God, this is the truth. The reason that they thought that their company was not doing well was because they thought the tagline was stale. I'm serious. Now,
companies blame their taglines and then change them all the time. Every time you change your tagline, you're changing the brand promise to the consumer. The consumer, all of us, don't want companies to keep changing what they stand for.
Yeah. Well, the thing that this company did, they did change their tagline, and then they came out with a press release extolling the virtues of this new tagline and how much the people that they polled liked the tagline, as if that was the reason why people should buy from them, not you know, what we've done to improve our service. Now, that, to me, and consequently, 4 years later, the company is still languishing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me.
No, exactly. But one of the things that we talk a lot about on the show, Steve, is how small businesses can actually dominate in their markets. Not in the world, but in their markets. And all they've got to do is have a brand that can be backed up with the goods. But a brand, the way you dominate with a brand, that's obviously you got to have the critical mass. But one of the ways you do that, I think, is with the words that you use to describe it.
Yes, and also it helps if you have a character or a spokesperson deliver them. So
right.
Whether it's you, the owner of the business, if you're comfortable with that, or someone you know who's very good delivering lines with a
right.
special inflection, if you're going to be on radio and television, and I always recommend the small business owners that I bump into that local radio is a great medium to use, or national radio.
But in their
trading area. And I'm not just saying that to pander to the radio crowd. I think it's true.
Yeah, it
and
is.
It's cheap to produce, and you can run it with fair amount of frequency, and you can create your own unique sound signature, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your own delivery, which, you know, sound is way more powerful than sight, like 100 times more powerful in terms of brain retention. I talk about that in the book. I won't bore you with why that is, except that all animals are wired to pick up sound much more astutely than what they see.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway.
That's very interesting. But I'm glad to hear you say that because I think sometimes, you know, I think sometimes small business owners like to see their product dancing across the television. You know, instead of thinking about how important the words are, what do you think?
Right.
Big companies do that too.
Well, and television's very expensive. I mean, especially for small companies, you know, the local station may not be that expensive, but the production is, and to do a good job of it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think you start first with radio for any small business that has a local or a regional trading area. And you come up with a line that has some oomph and pizzazz and distinctiveness about what sets you apart, from everyone else that's trying to sell the same thing.
So you think, do you think we should find professional help to help us to come up with these terms, with these
yes.
words?
Well, what you need is a writer, really good writer who loves this type of thing, who loves to come up with descriptions of product services
mm-hmm.
and so forth. All the great lines were created by individual writers, not by committee, not by focus group,
right.
not by the owner who thought they could write in camp.
And that writer probably works for a PR firm or something.
Either a PR firm or they're a freelance writer on their
own.
There
are people out there like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Or another way, folks, you could read Steve's book, Power Lines. And I know that's available wherever books are sold, right, Steve?
That's right. Also on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
All those places. Going to take a quick break. Steve Cohn is our guest. We'll be right back with more good stuff on how you can use words to dominate your brand and your market. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Dan Fogelberg. Take us out. Little John Mellencamp bringing us back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the other things we do here on the show and my writings and our Brain Trust members and the newsletter, the blog, all that stuff. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. And we're visiting with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, though, Power Lines is his book. The author is Steve Cohn. And, Steve, you got a lot of stuff to teach us. We're going to get you back another day. We're sort of like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And he's also, by the way, folks, his other book is called Steal These Ideas. Well, tell us about stealing ideas. I mean, I know we want to focus on Power Lines, but tell us about that.
I'm telling people they can steal my marketing ideas in my first book, How to Do Marketing the Right Way versus the Wrong Way. And it's a very, very good book. A very quick read for the small business owner. It will tell them how to create promotions that are very cost effective, very impactful, and so they won't waste any money. And it's been very popular. It's in 16 languages worldwide, actually.
You know, when I travel around the country, I see billboards and I see taglines that I know are not being used back home. People I know in other parts of the country. And I write them down, or I call them up. I literally be driving through, you know, through some part of the country, and I'll call up a friend of mine that's got a jewelry store or some other store, and I say, hey, this guy's using this tagline. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll say, you know, nobody in your area is using it. Who cares? It's eight states away. Use it.
Yeah, but you're exactly
right.
If it's not been
registered, I should say.
Sure. Sure. I do the same sort of thing, actually. So, well, at least there's two of us, right?
Right, exactly. So, so you had some. Now, when I was a business consultant, my audience has heard me say this before. When I was a business consultant, my tagline was, "I'm a vice president. You can rent."
Yep.
Jim Blassingame and Associates, vice presidents you can rent, and that was very instructive. My tagline for my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is small
you're
business
a
answers
specific,
now.
You're making a specific claim or promise that is unique to you. Mm-hmm. In a very declarative statement, easy to understand, and people get it, right?
It's got to be short, right? It's got to be 4, 5, 6 words max.
Generally speaking, yes.
And also
it has to say
completely
something unusual. It has to say something unusual to get people's attention. So mm-hmm. Vice President for Rent, they go, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
It's got to be completely intuitive, doesn't it, in five
yes.
words?
Yes.
Give us some examples. You've seen some.
Sure. I mean, we have a group up here in Manhattan, a food delivery service, okay? You know, small, medium-sized business. Their tagline is, our food is fresh, our customers are spoiled.
I like that.
And
that's great.
And I worked with a shipping company that specializes, they're based in Atlanta, they specialize in shipping prone-to-damage items, and I created their name, Eggs Overnight, okay? And the tagline I created for them was not a yolk broken.
<That's>
then there's
good.
Then I worked with another example. These are personal examples, obviously. The town of Summit, New Jersey. The head of the Chamber of Commerce came to me and said, "Steve, we need a line for Summit, and we don't like what we have." And what they had been using is Summit. Shop it, live it, love it. And you go, I can't even say that.
I know.
And certainly won't remember it, and
yeah.
We'll stumble over the words. So anyway, I said, here, try this for he said, could you do something better? And I said, yeah, in about 10 seconds. And I gave him the line, Summit, everything else is downhill. Right.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, totally intuitive. Well, you know, the thing is, though, is this is all around the branding experience. Everything you're saying, it seems to me, Steve, is all around the way brands are built. And brands are built by what people hear, what people see, what they experience, and what they remember.
Yep.
Right?
You're right. At the end of the day, a brand is a promise that delivers an experience. So hopefully a unique value-added experience. So what you're trying to do is, in a few words, deliver that experience and then, of course, back it up with the service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are... That's how great lines come to be. I mean, Frank Perdue did it with "It takes a tough man to make a tender chicken." Guess what? He appeared tough, and the chickens
yeah.
were tender, right?
Uh huh. Yeah, it's so important that you obviously got to be able to back it up. But I think what happens is sometimes people get caught up in the stuff, and they don't realize that building a brand is as emotional as it is physical.
It's very emotional. It's you have to create emotion by people smiling, laughing, nodding their heads. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can cite the town of Las Vegas as another example. I talk about it in my book. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, Las Vegas was experiencing a decline in visitors, and they were very upset about it. And they had been positioning themselves as kind of the Disneyland
mm-hmm.
of Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
So they hired a local writer and said, look, we need to come up with something better. And what he wrote out was what every adult American can say right now.
Right.
I mean, everyone knows the line.
Right.
Right?
Go ahead.
Which is, well, what people think the line is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
That's not actually the line. The line is Las Vegas, what happens here stays here. But it's the same thought.
Same thought. Hey, give us the website, Steve.
What's that?
Your own website.
My website is... powerlines.biz, www.powerlines.biz.
.biz, and the book is called Powerlines, and it's available wherever books are sold. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Yeah, Jim, I would be happy to.
We'd love to have you back. Thanks a lot. Quick break. Okay. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.